This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. France is the latest European nation to toughen coronavirus controls, imposing a curfew in Paris and eight other cities, in step with restrictions across the continent. Elsewhere, Spain has become the coronavirus hotspot in Western Europe, and the head of one intensive care unit in Madrid says his staff is already mentally exhausted. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
With close to 900,000 registered infections and more than 33,000 deaths, Spain has become the coronavirus hotspot in Western Europe. At Madrid's Infanta Sofia Hospital, emotional fatigue has already set in among intensive care staff, on a level even worse than in the first wave in the spring. And that's despite the fact they're better prepared now. Since Spain exited a tough lockdown in June, the infection rate has soared, with more than 10,000 cases diagnosed daily since August.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. With over 1 million coronavirus deaths and nearly 40 million cases worldwide, regions like Europe that suppressed the first outbreak are facing tough choices on how to control a new wave without economically destructive national lockdowns. The International Monetary Fund is projecting a deep global recession in 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic, with global economies expected to shrink just over 4%. U.S. President Donald Trump's 14-year-old son, Barron, tested positive for COVID-19 but exhibited no symptoms after both of his parents contracted the virus. First Lady Melania Trump says Barron has since tested negative for the virus. Reuters is reporting Thai protesters who had occupied the space outside the prime minister's office in Bangkok were cleared by police early on Thursday. From Washington, this is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for cooperation between in Azerbaijan. The Kremlin says he made the comment during a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The fighting in the region raises threats of a wider escalation. De Ledesma has more.
A Russian attempt to broker a ceasefire to end the worst outbreak of hostilities over the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh in more than a quarter century has failed to get any traction, with rivals Azerbaijan and Armenia trading blame for new attacks. The failure of the truce that was supposed to begin Saturday reflects the uncompromising position of the two South Caucasus nations that have stymied decades of diplomatic efforts. The escalation of fighting raises the spectre of a wider conflict that could draw in Russia and Turkey and threaten Caspian Sea energy exports. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the U.S. Senate's final round of questioning, Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is telling skeptical Democrats she'd keep an open mind in rulings. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Like yesterday, Barrett's refusing to give details about how she'd approach landmark cases on health care, abortion, and issues like voting rights.
I would, of course, have an open mind.
Democrats tried to pin her down, like when Patrick Leahy asked about President Trump's view that he can pardon himself.
It's not one on which I can offer a view.
The GOP-led Senate's racing toward quickly confirming Barrett, whom Lindsey Graham calls a trailblazer for female conservatives.
And she's going to the courts.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is encouraging Saudi Arabia to recognize Israel in what would be a huge boost for the Jewish state amid normalization by two other Gulf Arab kingdoms, Bahrain, which tightly coordinates its foreign policy with Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates on September 15th, signed the so-called Abraham Accords with Israel at the White House. A NASA commentator confirms a trio of space travelers docked with the International Space Station Wednesday, using a fast-track maneuver to reach the orbiting outpost in just 3 hours.
Soyuz MS-17 safely arrived at the International Space Station, made contact with a space station at Rosvet Module at 3:48 a.m. Central, while the two vehicles were flying 261 miles above the Mediterranean Sea.
They joined the station's NASA commander and Russian cosmonauts who have been aboard the complex since April. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.